Ruth Smith is a mother of two from Niantic, Connecticut. She's also a longtime sufferer of numerous ailments.
My diagnosed condition is PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I have anxiety and big-time digestive malabsorption issues. I haven't seen 100 pounds in years.
Add to that chronic headaches and endocrine issues. That's why Smith hasn't been able to work or has rarely left the house. While marijuana won't cure her, she says it greatly relieves her symptoms.
Just getting the card, I got it back in March. That itself was an enormous stress reliever. I'm 53 years old. I don't want to be out buying pot illegally.
On this day, Smith is sitting in the lobby of Thames Valley Alternative Relief. It's one of the state's new medical marijuana dispensaries. It's in the village of Uncasville and the only one east of the Connecticut River. Lori Zarenda opened the business with her niece by cashing out their retirement funds. They're both pharmacists. She says the state's medical marijuana program was an opportunity to start her own business.
The more I've learned about it, the more excited I am, because it really is a medicine that's making a big difference in a lot of people's lives.
To date, the state has approved medical marijuana for 11 ailments, including post-traumatic stress disorder, cancer, and Parkinson's disease. There are also some restrictions. Patients must be over 18 years of age and live in the state. They must register through a physician. So far, Zarenda has about 200 customers. Statewide, about 2,400 people have registered. Bill Rubenstein is commissioner of the state's Department of Consumer Protection. He says he's pleased with how things are going.
We created this program from scratch. We think we have the best regulatory structure in the country. We really think the program is operating the way we thought it was when we designed it.
Patients say there could be improvements. For example, they'd like the state to expand on the list of conditions that qualify. They say ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease isn't on the list, even though it has similar symptoms to Parkinson's. Another complaint is its form. At Thames Valley, customers can buy the drug as loose flower, pre-rolled, or pressed tablets. The state requires the loose product to be finely ground. Some customers want the same bud form they get on the street, but dispensaries say the method keeps doses consistent. Other patients say they'd like to see more options. Rubenstein says that's coming.
Our patients would like to see other forms of the product, tinctures and oils and extracts and edibles. We expect those products to come online in the next 2 or 3 months.
Price is also a concern. The medical marijuana sold at dispensaries is often more expensive than on the street. It's also only sold in preset quantities. At Thames Valley, 5 grams can cost up to $100, including tax. Pharmacist Zarenda is paying about half that, or $11 a gram, from the state's sole manufacturer. But Zarenda says she has to recoup her $100,000 startup costs, and she believes the retail price should come down after 3 more suppliers start shipping within a few weeks to a few months. In the meantime, it's an expense Smith is putting up with.
I have no business spending money on it, frankly. It should be covered by insurance, but for me and my family, it truly is a quality of life issue. I can't function.
Marijuana use is still illegal under federal law. Officials say state law protects residents in the program from prosecution, but it's still an evolving issue. And for people like Ruth Smith, it's giving her hope. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.